Module 5. Discovering Electronic Communications. Unit 13. What does communications media mean? Activity 13. Before diving into the workings of the very earliest phones, let's talk about how they work in general. After all, the phones of today work the same way as bells, and all the phones of the past did. Sure, many things are different. We use computers instead of operators, air instead of wires to transmit our voices. But the premise behind all of it is the same. So much so, in fact, that you could hook up a phone from the early 1900s to your wall and still get it to work. Let's start by looking at the very simplest workings of the telephone. As you can see, it only contains three parts. A switch to connect and disconnect the phone from the network. This switch is generally called the hook switch. It connects when you lift the handset. A speaker. This is generally a little 50-cent, 8-ohm speaker of some sort. A microphone. In the past, telephone microphones have been as simple as carbon granules compressed between two thin metal plates. Sound waves from your voice compress and decompress the granules, changing the resistance of the granules and modulating the current flowing through the microphone.